Aaron Kick here with you live at WCHL at University Place, the hip hop and happening spot in Chapel Hill. So exciting that Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has been here all day.
All day long,
beginning at Silver Spot, and you've made it halfway across the mall to us. So I assume the trek to Southern Season will continue for the rest of tonight, right?
Well, I'm spending some quality time here at University Place. Please save the date for, we're going to bring back business after hours, and we're going to come back to University Place on February 23rd. But today, I started my day at University Place for our first Lights, Camera, Advocacy, our speaker series with our three economic development directors, Steve Brantley, Dwight Bassett, and Annette Stone Lafferty.
Awesome.
It was great. And then I got to have lunch at Weathervane and got some more stuff.
Oh, so you've done the whole trek and back again. Okay.
And because it is so warm outside, I am considering a shoe purchase at the mall after this interview. So,
wait, is that what triggers the shoe purchase, if it's just warm outside?
It was bad choices this morning. I am for those that are listening, you obviously don't know that I'm wearing boots, and so I might just need to find something a little bit cooler here at the mall. And I think shopping is doing my job at the Chamber of Commerce. So
that's very good.
University Place is a great place to be, eat, learn, drink, and watch a movie too.
Yes.
Tonight, Silver Spot Cinema, the presenting sponsor of Lights, Camera, Advocacy, will be showing Citizen Kane as part of their flashback cinema.
They were doing it all day today, right? There was one like in the afternoon, and then there's another one in the evening. I think I saw.
I don't think I was aware that how early the movies start. We encourage those who didn't want to deal with the real world or the start of the General Assembly session today, that the 10 o'clock movie was going to start in the theater that we were having our meeting in. So we wrapped up around 9:30, and folks milled about and were networking, and then the pre-show music started, and I kind of wanted to wait just to see the trailers, but folks can go at 7 o'clock tonight. Citizen Kane as part of Flashback Cinema will be showing tonight at Silver Spot Cinema. Thanks so much to Silver Spot for hosting us and sponsoring our new speaker series.
And we've got Kristen Smith here with the Short and Sweet Business Beat, of course, from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. CarolinaChamber.com is the .org. Sorry, I'm screwed up there. CarolinaChamber.org is the website. Now I need shoes.
If you want to find out, 71 degrees outside, but I believe it is 81 degrees inside the
that
studio.
Might be Celsius. I'm not sure. It's a warm studio. It's a very warm studio, but that's because the conversation is so hot, right?
Right.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. That's it.
It's heating up. So,
all right, cool. So
heating
what else
up,
is,
we've got the General Assembly started today.
Yes.
Excited to hear about the state chamber's advocacy agenda, which includes competitive investments in the food manufacturing industry. I'm anxious to learn more because I think it's a unique opportunity for Orange County. I think they want to ensure that rural areas have this kind of can compete in this way, particularly in the food manufacturing. But I think I hope to learn more at Orange County's Ag Summit on February 20th. I think we can see whether the General Assembly can focus on this as an economic development opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, so important to just the state's economy as a whole. So, and you know, we talk about every time we talk about Orange County, well, we don't, but I think people outside think of Orange County as like Chapel Hill and that's it. But like, there's so much going on in Northern Orange County, the Piedmont Agricultural Center, what's going on in Hillsborough, just the food industry in general in the cities. Like, there's so much going on that the General Assembly can support.
Do you know what I learned today at Lights, Camera, Advocacy?
I'm about
that
to.
Four million is the number. And guess what that is?
4 million.
I'm doing it a Jeopardy style. I'm kind of reversing it.
Four million. What is the number of chickens in Orange County?
Am I close?
It's
a good guess. Okay. It's a great guess. It's actually the number of pieces of Hi-Chew candy produced a day in Orange County at Morinaga.
Wow.
So,
That's awesome.
So we have
okay.
proven success in food manufacturing, yeah, and I think yeah. it's another opportunity. So glad to see the state chamber having that on their agenda.
Very cool. So a General Assembly session begins today, really kicks into high gear next week. What else is going on around?
Well, talking about making things, we are making candy here in Orange County, but we want to know what else we're making. So the town of Chapel Hill is hosting a maker convening. This is an invitation to bring together local makers, artists, scientists, hobbyists, musicians, educators, and community members to discuss the local maker movement and encourage public input in the planning of a potential Chapel Hill Maker Fair. Why I'm really excited is after this convening, they'll give tours of the three UNC maker spaces. I've seen one of them and I want to check out the others. So you can find out more. Check out Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development or opentobiz.biz and learn more about the Chapel Hill Maker Movement and the convening this Saturday at UNC Kenan Science Library. That'll be from 9:30 to noon this Saturday.
Very cool. So we were talking with Meg McGurk and Dwight Bassett about this yesterday, and they mentioned the tours of the UNC spaces. Mm-hmm. They didn't mention what was in the spaces. So you've been there.
What are they like?
The one at least.
So there's like four different sections, and there's places for 3D printers. There's places for woodworking tools. There's places just to hook up your laptop. And so they're just different places to use things that you wouldn't normally have in your home. I mean, I think we might get to a place where people have at home 3D printers, but mm-hmm. this is a place where any UNC faculty, staff, or student can utilize these tools to make things and make things that might be innovative.
Really cool. So what are some of the stuff that they make with 3D printers there?
That's an excellent question. I don't know what we were
so you didn't
able
get to see, like,
I got to see
okay.
the space, but I didn't see them making
actually.
Things. But I will tell you, I was very fortunate to attend the Chancellor's holiday party, and the party favors were 3D printed old wells. So I got
nice.
A 3D
okay.
printed old well Christmas ornament, which I gave to my nephew to put on the tree.
Oh, so, that's great.
So I know that at least that they can make old wells, but I'm sure there are much more exciting things that are part of light manufacturing and advanced manufacturing that can be done on UNC's campus. Their tagline is Be a Maker. So UNC BEAM, Be a Maker, and you can find out more at BEAM, BEAM.UNC.EDU.
Nice. And that Chapel Hill Maker convening, and it's the first one of what might be several, is going to be this Saturday at the Kenan Science Library, and the Maker Fair, which might be coming up this fall. I know everyone's really excited about that already.
Excited. Yeah. The potential date would be September 23rd at Hargraves Community Center, and anyone interested is welcome to participate.
Awesome. So after that, what else is going on?
We were really pleased to hear from Annette Stone Lafferty from the town of Carrboroughe. She gave a presentation not only to the alderman last night, but also she'll be giving an update January 31st, 8 a.m. at Carrboroughe Town Hall. That'll be from her department and also for the Carrboroughe Business Alliance. This is a great opportunity for any Carrboroughe business owner to learn more about what's going on, because Annette Stone Lafferty will present the parking study findings. They're doing a parking study. Learn more about IFC's new building proposal, new developments in town, including the Hilton Garden Inn, Shelton Station, and South Green, and the February For the Love of Carrboroughe campaign. For newcomers, they may not have remembered, but a lot of energy was put into Carrboroughe being a potential site for a reality show
yes.
about dating.
On the Oprah Network, wasn't it?
I think I remember. It's still my dream to one day meet Oprah. Unfortunately, we couldn't get her in Carrboroughe, but yeah. But it'll be a great opportunity for Carrboroughe business owners to learn more. Open to any Carrboroughe business owner or employee, January 31st, 8 a.m. at Town Hall. Hear from Annette Stone Lafferty about all those updates.
To help kick off the For the Love of Carrboroughe campaign, which is in February, a month that begins with the Chamber's annual meeting, right?
We're excited and really honored to have President Margaret Spellings keynote the address. This is a great opportunity for people to hear about what we accomplished in the past year and our plans for 2017. We are almost sold out. So if you'd like to join us, go to carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. We'll be at the Carolina Club on February 2nd. I'm hoping it'd be awesome.
Wait,
if we
could get...
Do I have
to start the countdown clock now? You know you're only 8 days away, right?
I know. I was going to talk about the groundhog. I was like, I thought we could have a live feed of Sir Walter Wally
yeah.
Our local North Carolina groundhog, and see what the forecast is. But I think more important is understanding the economic forecast for our area and for our region. region.
We could do both. We could have the live stream over on one side. You've usually got like the two big screens. You could have one on one and one on the other.
That people would be more excited about the groundhog than like what we were saying.
Oh, don't be nervous. People will definitely be more excited okay. about the groundhog.
So, no, we'll give you the weather update, but okay. Just, gosh, including the one in this studio. But carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. We're almost sold out, so we'd love to see you on February 2nd.
And again, carolinachamber.org/events is the chamber's website for events upcoming, so you can get more about the chamber's annual meeting on February 2nd. Don't forget the Maker convening this Saturday, the 28th. Another round of Lights, Camera, Advocacy coming up on February 22nd, so about a month away. If you missed the one today, or if you were at the one today and you want to come to the one in February, you can do that too. Kristen Smith, anything else going on that we should know about?
Well, I'll continue with an update from the town of Carrboro. The parking study will go back to the Board of Aldermen, so an opportunity for you to speak with Mayor Lavelle. I'm glad that Commissioner Dorison or Chairman Dorison is in the mix, but those updates are helpful. But we are continuing to try to bring these issues to our members and to the community at whole. So I hope folks join us. Chamber members, employees are welcome to join us at Lights, Camera, Advocacy the fourth Wednesday of every month.
CarolinaChamber.org is the website. Short and sweet business beat. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.